Taiwan special, episode one of the week. Hold on, I need a drink of this Captain Marvel cup that I got watching Captain Marvel from Asia before you were able to see it. Oh, yes. Pardon me. Sparkling water made right at home. Captain, what did I think of Captain Marvel? Well, see, I got to see Captain Marvel before everybody else did. They're releasing stuff in Asia. I did a video about this on YouTube. So I'm not going to repeat everything I said there. But, okay, I've got my little list of things to talk about here. Let's do Captain Marvel. Movies in Taiwan have been taking, they've had a very interesting uptick, American movies in Taiwan over the last 10 years. When I first got to Taiwan, people didn't know what Star Wars was. They didn't really know who Iron Man was. And then slowly, all the people that were, standing up and walking around and recognizing things in the world, they're now in high school and college when Captain Marvel comes out. You see, when they were kids, their parents and the college students didn't really care about the movies. Now, they're all the adults. They're the young adults, and they're fascinated with it. So their friends and families are fascinated with it. So Avengers is actually, the Marvel Comics, the American movies, Transformers, they're actually having a positive impact in Taiwan with Chinese culture, because it's bringing some of America's culture, the humor, which goes back to hardihood, the noble habitus. The noble habit, the seven things of noble habitus, frivolity, which is where you just give money away and don't even care and keep track of it because you share it with people. Hardihood, where you're a good, strong, hardy friend. You might laugh at your friends when they fall down just to show them how strong you think they are, or give them a good, strong punch, draw some blood to show them that you love them, and then everything's okay. It depends, drawing blood is kind of a bad thing, but, in America, you've got the big slap on the back. American football isn't, smashing into each other and in body slams. And, that's that type of brotherly stuff it goes back to the noble habitus. It's been around over 1,000 years. It's just stuff that in Western culture, top to bottom, king to peasant, everyone expected from everybody else. And it just happened. No one instituted it like Confucius trying to teach Chinese to all do this or that, or, it just happened, the noble habitus. So a lot of the things, look it up, the noble habitus, what else is, compassion on the meek, you help the old lady cross the street, you look after people, faithfulness, like loyalty, that was a thing, like you keep your promises, you stay true to your friends. The noble habitus, there were six or seven things that someone observed in society back at that time. All right, the noble habitus. I believe it's Latin, the noble habit, for those of you in Reed Rapids who might not have figured out what habitus means. Where did my paper go? Oh, there's my paper. Okay, my old blank paper is getting old. Look, see how soft it is. I'm going to need a new one because it doesn't have that nice sound that it used to have. Captain Marvel. I did a video on YouTube about this. Check it out. It's one of the earlier videos this week. March 11, George. Okay, thank you. All right. Captain Marvel, the problem that I had with Captain Marvel is the, The idea that the bad guys are telling you that you can be better. It's supposed to be the good guys telling you that you can be better and you can be your best. But when it's the bad guys telling you that you can be better and be your best, and you reject the bad guys telling you that you can work hard and train and study and learn and become better and then be your best, the best that you can be, the best you, the best version of yourself. When you reject that idea and you realize you don't need to learn, you don't need to try, you don't need to have someone giving you lessons, you don't need to have someone standing behind you with a whip driving you forward, you don't need to have someone saying, you don't need any, you already are, you're already entitled to it, you should have all the powers, now, instantly, right away, boom, no more work to do, no work ever to be done, you're just the best right away, right now. And that when you realize that, that now everything's okay. And it's okay. When that idea takes root in people, they will not do the things that they do, in fact, need to do to become better, and they'll never be good. It's very sad. So I, that was the problem I had with Captain Marvel. Now, there's this Korean American Taiwanese Dutch over here, one of his parents was Dutch Korean, and then from parents and was American, and then the other parents Taiwanese, and so he's like, he has two passports. He has, so anyhow, it's his long... Royu. I was talking to Royu about this. And of course, you know that he saw Captain Marvel. Turn off notifications. I was discussing this with him, and he got it. He understood it. I'll tell you, Royu is this brilliant, genius kid over here. I'm meeting fascinating people over here. Speaking of meeting fascinating people... Okay, no, that's it. I'm going to leave it at that. There's other stuff I could say about Marvel Comics. I like it. Captain Marvel was great. You should go see it. I saw it in 3D. I like to see movies in 3D. 4D, what the heck is that? Overpriced, underdelivered, boring, makes you sick. I want to see 3D, man. Do the 3D glasses thing. Why don't they have 4D with the glasses? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm a 3D guy. I went to a 4D movie once and they didn't have the glasses. I was like, what? The glasses are the best part. Dolby Digital was doing their sounds, these big bass sounds to shake the theater so that you would feel the movie through the sound. That's been a thing that Dolby has been doing for at least a decade or two, at least. Go see the movie in 3D. I'm going to go off on a rant about Taiwan. It's the need for this positive cultural influence. We need to have the noble habitus. Most of Captain Marvel really was great. I loved it when she goes Super Saiyan 3, which isn't a spoiler. It's in the trailers. And of course, all the Asians over here know about Super Saiyan 3 and Super Saiyans and Dragon Balls. And like one graffiti guy actually graffiti arted the 7 Dragon Balls on the side of the skate park. It was great. Like everybody knows what they are. So like the kid gets it. The culture is adapting the noble habitus, the good American culture. It's not these bad propaganda ideas like you're entitled to be awesome without having to practice. Those ideas I don't think are really sinking in. I don't agree with them, but I don't think it's a problem either because nobody's listening to them. What people are getting in Asia from these American movies isn't the silly idea of Optimus Prime trying to attack his creator, which is totally opposite of the biblical worldview where the creator's good. That's not having an impact on the culture as much as just the good American freedom-based self-confidence. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of Taiwanese that went to watch a movie about this woman who realizes how strong she is. And she's a heroine. I'm not against the idea of a woman hero. Captain Marvel's always been a woman hero. They didn't change that. If they'd changed it, that would have been feminist. I don't see what's feminist about it. I said that in my video. I didn't see feminism in this. Feminism was in Lois Lane in the Superman reboot, Man of Steel. That was feminism. but where she walks in the room and acts like she's better than everybody else. It's very, very rude. I mean, sexual comments to men, really, really, really bad, Lois Lane was. Some ways I liked her. The actress did a good job, but the writing. But that stuff isn't influencing the culture. These Taiwanese have China about to attack. Oh, I'm out of time. I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow. See you then.